Now, what if you change your approach and that's still not working? Then what would you do? What would you do? Come on, what would you do? What if that doesn't work? What do you do? And what if that doesn't work? What do you do? What if that doesn't work? What do you do? What if after all that it still doesn't work? What do you do? And what if you try that and it doesn't work? How many times? Until you find out what works. Do not say to yourself, I've tried everything. That's bull. If you tried everything, you'd have what you want. Well, I haven't tried everything, but I tried millions of things. Millions? Number them, name them. Well, maybe tens of thousands. Tens of thousands? Name 1,000. Well, maybe 100. Name 100. Well, maybe I did these two things over and over again that don't work. Okay? But when we start saying, I've tried everything, we tend to incant that, don't we? We make it an incantation, then we believe it. And since we think we've tried everything, we just give up. That's garbage, not true. Hey, let me ask you a question. How long would you give your average baby to learn how to walk? You know, before you shut them off and didn't let them try anymore. You know, what are you, crazy? My kid's gonna keep trying until he or she walks. Ah, magic formula. You know, when almost everybody in the whole world walks, right? But see, when you're a kid, that's what you do. You do whatever it takes. When you get to be an adult, you try something that doesn't work. You go, did anybody notice that? Okay, I'm never doing that again. And you lose all your power, okay? So this is the ultimate success formula. It comes down to knowing what you want, why you want it, taking massive action, knowing if it's working, and simply changing your approach until you get it. That's it. Anyone who succeeds does this. They may not call it Robin's ultimate success formula, but I guarantee they did it. I mean, corny example, Thomas Edison, these lights in here. Did this guy know his outcome, yes or no? He was absolutely clear without knowing the outcome. He couldn't have built that in a million years. It didn't exist before. He had to decide he wanted to create this result without the use of candles. Did he know why he wanted to do it? You bet. You read his writings. This man had a sense of incredible purpose and drive. Did he take massive action, yes or no? Oh, yes. Tens of thousands of experiments. Did he notice when it wasn't working and learn from it, yes or no? And did he keep changing his approach? That's why right now in this room we don't smell candlelight. Right? Now, if you know the old story of him, it was written about him early in his early days. He says he's got his best friend with him. He's doing this experiment, and as he's doing it, he creates a small explosion, which shakes the room, scares both of them very, very severely. And then at the end of that, he gets up, and his friend is totally shaken, freaked out. He pulls out his journal, and he starts writing. And it's his 9,999th experiment. And his buddy says to him, what's the matter with you? Insane? You almost killed us. So you're going to wait till you have 10,000 failures before you give this stupid idea up? And Edison's response to him was, I didn't have a failure there. He goes, that's your 9,999th failure. He said, no, it's not. He said, I discovered the 9,999th way not to invent the electric light bulb. But I did discover how to create a small explosion, which may be useful in the future somewhere else. Interesting, right? Because he understood what this process was. Hey, did Bruce Springsteen use this? Do you think he just went out and used his gravelly voice and said, hey, baby, born to USA, and everybody went, yeah, you're it, man. You're the boss. You're it. Is that what happened? No. What really happened, if you know his story, was that all the agents and people he went to try and book with said, just play the guitar and keep your mouth shut. Your voice is gross sounding. It's gravelly. It's irritating. No one is going to like this stuff. Keep your mouth shut and play the guitar. But he knew what he wanted. He had all the drive you can imagine, knew why he wanted, took massive action, kept changing his approach until he got what he wanted.